A city's lights twinkling against a sunset sky. Text, Hallmark Movies and Mysteries presents. Two men in suits stand on a sidewalk looking this way and that under a sign for Victor Gaines and Associates. Title, Riddled with Deceit, A Martha's Vineyard Mystery. A black SUV rounds a corner and stops. Another man in a suit strides out of the passenger side holding a document.
Victor Gaines.
They look at the document. Inside, one of the men pulls open the massive thick metal door of a room-sized safe. The other two follow him in. He removes a tray from one of many locked boxes lining the wall and places it in a briefcase held by the others. Outside, the woman driving the parked SUV sees a silver car drive up behind them in the rearview mirror.
Okay, we got a possible situation.
She cocks a pistol and steps out of the vehicle. The doors of the silver car open and men get out. The woman who wears a suit and tie crouches in front of her SUV.
We got two men, masked and armed. Drop your weapon!
She springs out and a man fires. She dodges back behind the car. A man shoots from inside the building and hits one of the assailants. The silver car slams into reverse and speeds away as the woman fires at it. She tucks her gun into her pants.
Got this. You guys move.
Gentlemen. Come on, Victor.
The men rush to the SUV with the briefcase. They drive off. The woman crouches over the wounded attacker.
911, what's your emergency?
A sunny coastline with lighthouses and dock boats. Text, Amuse Entertainment Production. Jesse Metcalf. Sarah Lind. People paddleboard and swim in the sea. A blue house with a mossy roof built in a wooded area. Inside, a man with short dark hair and a scruffy beard prepares food, draining lumpy seafood from hot oil, slicing onions and putting them in the pan. He fries more battered pieces of seafood. On the porch, he plucks herbs from a bush and sniffs them. He takes them back to the kitchen where he slices lemons and makes a creamy sauce. He tastes it with his finger and nods. A bulky, smiling face of a male police officer in uniform appears in the kitchen window.
Morning, Jeff.
Jeff cooks. Chief peers in his window.
Are you decent?
Jeff opens the door.
Try to be. Won't you run out of coffee down at the station, Chief?
Well, I would not say no to a cup.
But I assume that's not why you're here.
There was some serious action over in Boston last night. Attempted robbery of a brooch containing gems called the Lakshmi Emeralds. One of the thieves was shot during the attempt. He's still in the ICU. The other one got away.
Must be some serious hardware.
Valued roughly $5 million.
Oof, big money.
And the brooch was being picked up from the Gaines and Associates auction house last night to travel here.
Martha's Vineyard?
To the Pendray Hotel, to be specific. The Lakshmi Emeralds belong to Brittany Prajna.
Brit as in Z's best friend?
The emeralds were stolen from her family over 60 years ago.
And you're thinking the action might be headed here?
Well, Brit's hosting an event over at the Pendray tonight to celebrate the return of this infamous family heirloom. All the Vineyard elite is going to be there. Thornbury Security is overseeing the transfer. You know, coordinating, of course, with Martha's Vineyard PD.
Well, Thornbury's top-notch. You working with Mike Vincent?
You know him?
Well, he's ex-Boston PD. He offered me a job at Thornbury after I was discharged from the force.
Oh, actually, JW, that's kind of why I'm here.
Chief, I'm retired.
Special plainclothes detail, one night, and the pay is generous. Vineyard life's not cheap, and I know your pension's not going to take you that far.
You're not wrong.
You know, your father used to say you were the best detective in Boston. Well, from what I've seen, he was right. I would be a fool not to try to take advantage of those skills.
Jeff purses his lips and looks down.
And do I have to wear a suit?
No. A tux.
Jeff grins and ducks his head. Chief smiles. Text, directed by Andy Magida. Jeff drives his wood-paneled Jeep over a wooden bridge that spans across a sandy bay. Boats sit in a marina with their masts bristling into the gray sky. Jeff saunters into a coffee shop by the marina holding containers of food. A man in an apron greets him as he cleans a table.
Jeff, let me think about the upgrade.
The new place looks great, Bob.
Change is the only constant in life. Well, that good coffee.
Ain't that the truth? Fried clams, homemade tartar sauce.
Very nice.
Jeff puts the containers on the counter and pats them, grinning. He picks up a newspaper and frowns at the headline, Robbery of Lakshmi Emeralds.
Peruvian dark roast?
One sugar.
You know me too well.
Jeff drinks the coffee.
You hear about this? The Lakshmi Emeralds?
Ah, yes. Lakshmi. The Hindu goddess of prosperity, wealth, and purity. Things of great beauty, like the emeralds, drive people to extremes. That's probably why the brooch is said to be cursed.
Cursed? I don't know about that. But something like this comes to the vineyard, people tend to get a little overly excited.
To extremes.
Jeff sips and reads. Later, he stands outside of the Pendrayan and tea house in a suit and tie, tugging at his collar. He goes inside the beveled glass doors and looks around at the lobby decorated with antique lamps and woodwork. A woman with short blonde curly hair and a cocktail dress approaches him.
Excuse me, sir. I am looking for a friend of mine. His name's Jeff Jackson. He's about your height. Green eyes. Wouldn't be caught dead in a suit.
Your dad wanted me to wear a tux. That wasn't going to happen. Last time I wore one of those, it was senior prom. It was powder blue.
Oh, I wish I would have seen that. If only you'd gone to school on the island.
If only. Well, I assume your dad told you that he hired me tonight.
Yes, Britt's very happy about it. Oh. So am I.
I'm liking the new hair.
Yeah, I thought it was time for a change.
Z, looks like you got your man.
I may have mentioned offhand that my dad could use some extra security and that was supposed to be between us.
Britt nods.
So where's all this going down?
Oh, right this way.
The dark-haired woman leads them in.
Jeff Jackson.
Mike.
Long time.
Heard about Boston. Sounds like somebody knew when you'd be picking up the gems.
Yeah, sure looks like that.
Z, Mike Vinson, Thornberry Security.
Director of Thornberry Security, actually.
This is Z Medeiros.
Dr. Z Medeiros, actually.
Excellent. Everyone's acquainted now.
Chief.
Britt, I've noticed quite a few hotel guests milling about. Could we go over the registered guest list, figure out who's coming and going?
I'll have Chelsea grab the logbook from my office.
Great.
Mike.
So, the unveiling will happen here in the parlor. Vineyard PD will take care of the perimeter. My boys will deliver the package. I'll be on point. Jeff, you can drift. You're good at that.
Good at lots of things.
So I hear, Mr. Jackson.
Willard.
Britt hugs the gray-haired man.
So you're thrice presidential, I hear. Your name? Jefferson Washington Jackson?
Ah, clever.
This is my godfather, Willard Guilford. He loves wordplay.
Men shake hands.
Pleasure. Britt's father and I were very close friends. I've looked after Britt since her parents passed away.
And he's been my confidant ever since. In fact, he advised me on all the upgrades to the pendrive.
And as Britt's family attorney, I've handled the return of the Lakshmi Emeralds.
Well, I should get to work. Need to do a walkthrough of the grounds.
I'll join you. I know this hotel like the back of my hand.
Willard?
Chief.
This is our primary access point. We'll make sure that no unauthorized personnel come in or out of the hotel.
Well, if someone's gonna make a play for the Emeralds tonight, I doubt they're gonna walk out the front door.
My great-great-grandfather gave them to his daughter. And when she fell in love with a peasant, he disinherited her. And worse, he got a holy man to put a curse on the emeralds.
You know, I'm thinking Vineyard PD should also patrol the courtyard. There's a lot of ground to cover out here.
It's better if we hold the perimeter. No one in or out.
That's the way you want to play it?
Britt stops.
Anyway, my grandparents worked hard, saved, and built this hotel. When presidents and royalty visited the vineyard, they all wanted to see the Lakshmi Emeralds.
Until it was stolen right off of Britt's grandmother's dress while she was attending the opera.
Grandma said it was the curse catching up with her.
More like greed. It wasn't long after that until the emeralds disappeared into the black market, right?
Until a few years ago. When I finally believed that I had tracked them down, I held the brooch in my hands, only to discover that it was a fake. A well-crafted facsimile of the real thing.
Yeah, Willard was heartbroken.
Excuse me, Britt. I have that info you asked for from the logbook.
Oh, thanks, Chelsea. Mm-hmm. Chief.
Excuse me. Who was it that was trying to auction off the emeralds?
A month or so ago, a woman named Regina Fields brought them to Victor Gaines and Associates in Boston, completely unaware of their origins.
Yeah, fortunately, the Gaines gemologist recognized them and they froze the auction.
Victor Gaines contacted me. I confirmed that they were, in fact, the Lakshmi emeralds.
Speaking of, we should ready the package for transport. Mr. Guilford?
Mike motions Willard away. Z turns to Jeff.
Mike Vinson seems to have everything under control.
Yeah, let's hope so.
Guests arrive at the inn in suits and dresses. Jeff mills around the lobby and nods to passing guests.
Evening.
Hands in his pockets, he turns to admire a model lighthouse. He pokes at its red roof. Z emerges from a doorway.
Hey, are you coming in? The seats are filling up.
It's fine. I'm gonna stand. I'm on duty.
They lean in the doorway of a room full of guests.
So, can you point out any mucky mucks that might have a special interest in the emeralds?
Well, the man in the glasses is Victor Gaines.
As in Victor Gaines and Associates, the auction house who identified the brooch, right? And who's the lady he's whispering sweet nothings to?
That's Rebecca Lane. She runs the Vineyard Art Museum.
We have an art museum? Never been.
Shocking.
Z gestures to a dark-haired man.
It's Britt's cousin Lloyd. I haven't seen him in years. He's not Britt's favorite.
Can't pick your family.
Okay, if everyone can please take your seats.
I'm gonna get my seat.
Z enters the room and sits. Jeff stays in the doorway. Britt stands at a podium facing the small crowd.
Well, welcome all to the Pendray and to this historic night. Thank you so much for coming. I especially want to thank my godfather, Willard Guilford, and Victor Gaines for all they've done to bring the Lakshmi Emeralds home at last. And a very special thanks to Freddie and Regina Fields. When Regina Fields brought them to Mr. Gaines' auction house, one of his experts recognized the Lakshmi Emeralds. Their provenance was verified, and so here we all are. In 1 week, I will be signing the brooch over to the Smithsonian, where it will be displayed alongside so many other priceless treasures. But during that time, guests of the Pendray will be able to see the Lakshmi Emeralds right here, as I will be wearing them.
Chief and Jeff meet each other's gaze and nod. Guests glance at each other.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Mike leads a man holding a briefcase to the podium. They open the case and remove a smaller black box. Mike hands it to Britt, who gazes down and slowly opens it, gasping at what she sees.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Lakshmi Emeralds.
A palm-sized cluster of round and square-cut emeralds ringed with diamonds and arranged in a circle around the largest oval emerald.
Now that's worth stealing.
Guests rise for a closer look. Later, Britt wears it on her chest.
And when my great-grandparents came to America, that was all they had. Not counting their love, of course.
Oh, I like that. Now, where in India did you say the brooch originally came from?
The gems themselves come from the Ajma Rajsandam belt of Rajasthan. And they were cut and set into the brooch by a master craftsman in Jaipur. Pardon my intrusion, Adish Sharma. But please, call me AJ.
His card.
Culture India magazine.
I'm writing a comprehensive story on the history of the Lakshmi Emeralds. I was very much hoping I could arrange an interview.
I was actually just in the middle of doing that. Jackie Shaw, Vineyard Gazette.
They shake.
So sorry, I meant no offense. Miss Prajna, please call me. At your convenience.
AJ strolls away into the lobby. Jeff and Z mingle and watch Victor and Willard smile and chat.
Someone cost me a commission on a $5 million sale. I don't think I'd be treating him like my best buddy.
Gaines has ulterior motives?
A caterer glares.
I think 90% of this crowd has ulterior motives.
Okay.
Britt.
So how does it feel?
Not too shabby, right? It's
unbelievable.
Nighttime, Jeff stands on the porch of the inn. Mike comes outside and stands alongside him with a curt nod. He wears an earpiece.
So how'd it feel tonight, being back in the game? Better than hanging around waiting for the bluefish to bite.
This is a one-time deal, Mike. I'm retired.
Come on, Jeff. I heard the rumors. What happened to your partner was not your fault.
Jeff opens his mouth, turns and leans on the railing.
He wouldn't have been there if it wasn't for me.
Listen, you are too good a detective to be cashing in your chips and wasting away on this island. You remember that offer I made you?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it still stands. Come to Thornbury, be my number two.
Jeff's brow furrows. Through a window, he sees the inn chief smiling.
Thanks, Mike. But I'm exactly where I need to be.
Mike nods. Britt.
What a night. Lloyd.
Hello, Britt. I'd embrace you, but I wouldn't want to damage the goods. Mr. Guilford.
Mr. Prajna.
Quite the fairy tale ending you've engineered for Britt. Completely disregarding my claim to the brooch.
Your claim is entirely false, Lloyd. Britt's grandmother's will made that very clear. Lakshmi emeralds were to be left to Britt.
The brooch, the hotel, Britt gets it all.
Lloyd.
Good luck holding on to it.
Lloyd gives her a piercing stare and turns to leave, passing by Jeff.
Everything okay?
Yeah.
In the office, Britt speaks to Jeff, Z, Willard, and Chief.
So, you don't want me to wear it tomorrow or whenever because what? Somebody's gonna try to take it off me at gunpoint or something?
It's definitely a possibility, yeah. You don't know how many armed holdups I've dealt with back in Boston.
But this is Martha's Vineyard.
We have crime here too, Britt.
My grandma would want me to wear it. Proudly.
Britt, listen to the professionals. I could never live with myself if anything ever happened to you.
You can wear it at the hotel from time to time, where there are security cameras and you're surrounded by trusted staff. But you need to lock it up here at night.
Britt looks down, her eyelashes fluttering.
Okay.
She looks up.
Yeah, you're right.
Jeff nods. Britt carries the black box through a dim basement hall to a safe and pushes the keypad.
How often do you change that?
Every week. And only my assistant manager, Chelsea, and I have the code.
She cranks the wheel and pushes the heavy door open. Inside, she uses her thumbprint to open another smaller safe.
My security system.
Yes. Willard convinced me to upgrade a few years ago.
She places the brooch box inside the safe and closes it.
Yeah. This is the right decision. Thank you, both.
Yeah. They exit the safe room. Z waits in the lobby.
All good?
All good. I'm gonna wrap things up and head home.
And I'll say my goodnights.
Jeff sits with Z.
Goodnight.
Thanks, both of you, for today.
Happy to help, Bren. After all, I did get paid.
Well, I'm grateful you took the gig. Good night, guys.
Night.
Take care, Britt.
Your dad take off?
He said something about a basket of fried clams calling his name.
Ooh, doesn't sound half bad.
You asking me to dinner?
No, not dinner. Mm. Just beer and clams.
Well, all right, then.
They smile at each other and he opens the door for her. They sit in a hole-in-the-wall restaurant called Willow's Galley.
Thanks for everything tonight. You were pretty great.
Well, I am a well-trained former officer of the law, so...
He pops a clam in his mouth.
Hmm. What?
Oh, it's just the tartar sauce. I mean, I'm just saying you should try my tartar sauce.
You make tartar sauce?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, how did a mainlander get so cocky about his tartar sauce?
It's not like I grew up in Iowa. You are aware that Boston is renowned for its seafood, are you not?
Sure, if you can even call mainland cuisine seafood.
And you're calling me cocky?
She smiles.
Truth be told, my dad taught me his recipe for tartar sauce that last summer that I spent on the vineyard.
Ah, yes. That was quite the summer.
Yes, it was.
But we were such kids.
We didn't think so at the time, though, did we?
Well, look at us now, all grown up.
Well, you're grown up. I'm still pretty immature.
Wow.
She dips a clam in sauce and eats it.
So, am I wrong?
Yeah, no, what these need is my homemade tartar sauce.
Oh, you make tartar sauce.
I don't make tartar sauce. I bring it to life.
The moon shines over a modern home. A man in black gloves and a ski mask moves swiftly through the home, looking in every room. He finds an office where he crouches and looks on the shelves, then through each drawer of a desk. Britt enters the front door and walks into the kitchen. She hesitates. The man creeps across the hallway behind her. She turns and looks around, her body tense. She glances upstairs, then dials her phone while pacing. Z and Jeff.
Bold, I'm telling you.
Britt, what's up?
See, I think there might be someone in my house.
Britt, call 911 and get out of there.
Z and Jeff race from the restaurant. Britt goes to the door and the man leaps out and swats her phone from her hands. He grabs her but she elbows him and breaks away. He catches her in the kitchen.
Where is it?
They struggle and she falls back into a glass table. She lays still. The man stalks away. Jeff and Z pull up in his car and get out, running to the door. Britt still lays in a pile of broken glass.
Britt!
Oh no!
Z kneels over Britt and feels for a pulse while Jeff watches, panting. The Royal Fern Hospital. Z stands over Britt's bed opposite a doctor. Britt's head is wrapped in bloody gauze.
Okay, so let me know when anything changes. Thank you.
Z leaves the room, passing a nurse. She finds Jeff, Chief, and Willard in the hallway.
So, she has a concussion. She has a hairline fracture of the skull, which is causing cerebral edema. A swelling of the brain. It will subside, but she does need to stay here for a day or two.
I'm sorry, I should have known.
No, Mr. Jackson. It's because of you and Z that she's still alive. If anyone's to blame, it's me. Helping bring that accursed brooch back to this island. I love that young woman like a daughter. There's nothing that I wouldn't do for her.
Willard meets their eyes, then turns and marches away.
Any ideas?
Well, we all heard her cousin Lloyd threaten her tonight at the event.
I think he has a place near Vineyard Haven.
I'll run him down for a little chat. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Chief leaves Jeff and C. She tilts her head and eyes him.
What's up?
I was just thinking if someone broke into her house, they're probably targeting the hotel, too.
Okay.
They take off. Jeff's car pulls up outside of the inn, its windows illuminated at night. They get out of the car just as all of the lights in the windows go off.
Did you see that?
Yeah. Come on.
It's okay, everyone. Please stay calm.
Chelsea shines a flashlight in the lobby.
Hello? It's Jeff and Z. We need to check the safe.
Yes, of course, right this way.
They rush after her through the dark basement hall.
Wait, let me see that.
He takes the flashlight.
No.
The safe door is open. The keypad dangles from wires. Jeff pushes inside to the smaller safe. He shines his light on the shelf.
It's gone.
Their faces fall. Jeff shakes his head.
The keypad and the fingerprint reader were both ripped out. Brooch was on the second shelf. It's the only item that was taken.
Tell the chief we got something.
Police outside.
Take a look at this.
An officer motions them to the side of the house.
The main breaker was shut off.
Jeff shines his light on the breaker box.
What's this?
A broken lock.
Somebody intentionally cut the power.
He opens a box and flips a big switch inside. The lights of the inn come on. Jeff, Z, Chief, and Chelsea in the office looking at the security videos.
Power went out about 11:45, so we'll start at 11:30.
Well, the basement cam's completely blacked out. And the thief didn't have a lot of time to bypass the locks and get out of the hotel unseen.
These look like your guests?
I mean, yeah, I think so. Look.
Man going outside.
He's trying to hide his face. He knows he's on camera. Chelsea, scroll back to before the power went out.
Mm-hmm. They watch people in the lobby.
Keep going. Let's see if anyone passes through who might resemble our guy in the hoodie.
We're going to need to look at anyone who was at the event who had any kind of connection to the brooch.
Well, obviously Cousin Lloyd.
Already on the list.
Victor Gaines from the auction house?
The couple who returned the brooch.
The Fields, yeah. Freddie and Regina, right?
Right. And then, of course, Willard, but I just really don't think he's a suspect.
Already called him. Voicemail.
Pause it.
A man.
You recognize him, Z?
Oh, that's the waiter.
Same build as the guy from the front door.
Whoever he is, he just went to the top of the list.
Chief leads Jeff and Z outside.
The ferries and the airports are shut down till tomorrow. The Coast Guard will be patrolling the marinas. Make sure there's no midnight departures. See you in the morning.
Good night, Dad.
Night, Chief.
Good night, JW.
Z folds her arms.
Thanks again for helping us tonight.
Yeah, of course. You worried about Brad?
Yeah, but she's tough. She'll be okay.
Let me get you home.
Okay.
They go to his car.
You know, there's one thing that's still bothering me.
What's that?
But you assume you make better tartar sauce than I do.
Come on. You'll see.
A bright day over the blue-green water. Jeff's Jeep drives down a narrow road lined with sandbars. He strolls into the cafe, his face rumpled with exhaustion. Bob greets him.
Another late night for you, huh?
You could say that.
Behind every great fortune lies a great crime.
Huh?
Balzac. What about the theft at the Pendray?
How'd you hear about that?
Nothing travels faster than light. Exception to bad news.
Jackie posted the story last night. Last night? How'd she get it that fast?
I don't know. Why don't you ask her?
Bob glances to the journalist from the party, a woman with median brown hair who frowns at a laptop. Jeff joins her.
Jackie?
Jeff, I hear you were there last night when the Lakshmi emeralds were stolen.
Who told you that?
You know I can't burn my source. Do you want to give me a statement?
You know the rules. Talk to the chief if you want a statement.
I already tried. He gave me nothing. But I figured you and I have a much better relationship.
Oh, do we?
He smiles.
What do you say?
I'm sorry, Jackie, but you have a wonderful day.
She blinks and he leaves her at the table. Chief finds Jeff sitting on a small boat making repairs.
Morning, JW.
Morning, Chief.
I wanted to let you know I stopped by Lloyd Progeny's house. No answer, no car in the drive. Hasn't been seen at the terminals. But we're looking. It's going to be a lot of people to question. I know the last time you helped us out, it was supposed to be a one-time thing. I hate to ask.
I was kind of hoping you would. You know, this is more than just a $5 million family heirloom. Someone went after Brit, put her in the hospital. Z could have been with her.
Yeah.
Jeff presses his lips together.
Where do you want to start?
Well, have you located that mysterious little waiter?
Nope.
Then why don't I start with Stan over at Vineyard Island Catering? They work the job.
Sounds good.
They shake hands.
We'll find this guy.
Catering kitchen.
Yeah, I recognize him. Last minute hire, Rodney Emerson. He's supposed to pick up his check this morning, but he no-showed.
Figures.
The manager types his name in a computer.
Tried his number, but it's no longer in service.
Well, it says here he lives at 4 Yawkey Way. That's Fenway Park.
Yeah.
Guy's got a sense of humor, I'll give him that. Hey, thanks, Stan.
Okay.
Jeff walks back through your kitchen on his phone.
Can you run priors on a Rodney Emerson?
Yeah, I'll have O'Connor run him through the system. Oh, hey, listen. I tracked down the Fields. Those people who had to give up the brooch. It turns out they're staying on the island. It's right near you.
Text me the address.
Yeah.
Is he at the hospital?
Britt, I'm so sorry. I mean, at least I'm alive. But I just got the emeralds back.
I know. You know my dad has the entire force working on it, right?
Britt smiles weakly.
How did Willard take the news?
I actually don't know. We haven't been able to reach him.
Britt blinks and looks down. Jeff walks with the Fields on the beach.
Yeah, we were in disbelief when we heard what happened.
Even in a lovely place like this, such a violent crime like that could be committed. But of course, I should know that.
And why's that? Regina was mugged twice outside our brownstone.
But I've taken the necessary precautions.
Good for you. May I ask your whereabouts last night?
We were in town for a while. We heard some music at the Duke. We're not under any kind of suspicion, are we?
I'm just working in conjunction with Vineyard PD, and we're going through the necessary protocol.
Well, as my husband said, this was all quite a shock for us.
I bet it was an even bigger shock when you realized that the brooch didn't actually belong to you.
Yes. Yes, it was.
Of course, when I bought it at an estate sale, I had no idea it was stolen goods.
And no one did. Gaines said it's probably changed hands dozens of times.
Did you know Victor Gaines previously?
Only by name. We brought the brooch to him for appraisal.
We certainly didn't expect to learn that what we had were the Lakshmi emeralds.
Of course not. But it was Gaines who invited you to the event at the Pendre.
Oh, we wanted to come. See that sweet girl's family heirloom return. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for your time. You plan on heading back to the mainland soon?
We actually have the rental for another 2 weeks. We were hoping to enjoy our time on the vineyard.
Good. Well, enjoy.
Thank you.
The Fields hug and smile. Jeff walks away from them down the beach. In the station with Chief.
Then they said they're staying on the island for another couple of weeks.
Well, they must be pretty miffed. Losing a $5 million brooch and then see it stolen?
You would think, but they played it pretty close to the vest. Any luck on Emerson?
Well, we ran priors and found a connection between our waiter friend here and this thief, Sean Murphy.
That's the guy Thornbury put in the ICU. He was the one who was trying to steal the emeralds outside the auction house. He's still in a coma.
So then Emerson must be the driver who got away.
We got patrols out going door to door. We will find him.
And what about Victor Gaines?
I called the auction house over in Boston. They said he was not available.
They say why not?
No.
So you're thinking he's still on the island?
Well, we got people out looking for him and for Cousin Lloyd.
All of a sudden, everyone seems to be MIA.
Hey, Z, what's up?
Jeff.
Hey.
JW has graciously consented to help us out.
That's great. I'm here because Britt's awake, so you can talk to her if you want to.
I do.
And I called Willard again to tell him what happened, and there's still no answer.
Huh. Why don't you and I swing by? Tell him in person.
Okay.
Keep in touch, guys.
We'll do.
Z and Jeff pull up outside a Tudor-style mansion at night. Lights are on inside the windows. They exit the car under a covered driveway and Jeff rings the bell. Jeff peers in the window and knocks.
Willard!
Let's take a look around.
They shine flashlights on the lawn.
Jeff, is that a tie? That's Willard's.
Willard!
They look around, shining their lights in the bushes.
Willard!
Z.
Oh, no.
Willard lays on his back on the grass. Z feels for his pulse, then looks up at Jeff with wide eyes.
He's dead.
Jeff gapes. A police boat cruises up the coast outside Willard's mansion. Officers move around the lawn, now set up with lights and cones marking off the crime scene. Willard's body lays on a stretcher. Z crouches over him.
Hey. You okay?
Z stands and turns to Jeff and Chief.
When we were kids, he used to take me and Britt sailing.
Jeff nods and looks down at the dead man.
Do you remember that beautiful boat he had, Dad?
Sure I do. He was a good man.
An officer.
No sign of forced entry in the house, Chief. Nothing appears amiss. Coroner showed up.
Yeah, send him down.
Z holds a pill bottle.
Did you find something, Z?
Well, no blood. No blunt force trauma, but I found these. It's nitroglycerin.
He had a bad heart.
So, cardiac arrest?
He's got some odd cutaneous marks here, and some more here and here. And then do you see these abrasions on his wrist?
Bruises.
Looks like he was tied up. You have any idea what might have caused these marks?
No, but he was clearly under duress, and given that he had a heart condition.
So we're likely looking at a murder.
Yeah.
You find anything on the security footage, Chief?
We're still going through it.
And what about Lloyd Prajna?
He's not answering any of his phone calls. We got to find Rodney Emerson yesterday.
Chief stomps away.
Hey. Do you mind helping me? Telling Britt?
Yeah, of course.
Thanks.
Come on.
Jeff puts his arm on her back and they walk away. In the hospital, Z hugs Britt.
This is so, so awful. Maybe the legend is true. You know, like the Hope Diamond, maybe the brooch is cursed. I never should have had it brought back here.
Britt, don't even go there. It's not your fault.
He touches her shoulder. A nurse enters.
Thanks. I'll take them.
Jeff takes the bouquet of roses from him.
Here.
Thanks.
He hands Britt the card. She opens it.
It's from Willard. He must have sent them before. Sorry, Z, can you?
Yeah.
Z reads.
My darling Britt, your safety means more to me than any gems. Let the brooch stay buried in the annals of time. We must discard the transient and seek the true. For that, I hope you'll return to the works of Clifford Moncrief. They are a light in the darkness. Love, Willard.
Jeff puts his hand on his mouth.
Who's Clifford Moncrief? I don't know.
Why do I feel like I know that name?
Z and Jeff in the hospital hallway.
It's late. Wanna head home?
I'm still gonna do Willard's autopsy.
He's gonna be okay?
We need to know how he died.
You know, I was thinking I might head back over to the Pendray, get a nightcap.
You're going back to poke around, aren't you?
You're getting pretty good at this whole detective thing, huh?
Yeah.
I'll check in later.
He squeezes her shoulder and leaves her. Her smile fades. Jeff enters the inn and looks around. He leans on the bar and points.
I'll take a beer.
He sits down and rubs his eyes. A dark-haired woman comes out.
Hello.
She kisses Victor on both cheeks and they sit on a sofa. Jeff sips his beer and eyes them from the bar. He gets up and goes over to them.
I hope I'm not interrupting.
Can we help you?
Jeff Jackson, friend of Britt, Prajna.
Oh, yes, of course. You were at the event.
Mind if I join you?
We were just
discussing our dealings in the art world.
Dealings? As in $5 million emerald brooches? You have any idea where that might have disappeared to?
Well, I imagine it's already on the black market.
You seem pretty confident. You have a lot of experience in that sort of thing.
No, just an assumption, actually. I don't know anything about that side of the business.
You know, Jeff, I'm sorry, but if you'd excuse us, I think we'd like to continue our evening.
Of course. Just one more thing. Victor, you seem pretty chummy with Willard Guilford.
Well, our paths have crossed over the years. I consider him a friend.
Well, I hate to be the one to tell you this, but Willard was found dead earlier this evening.
What? How?
We believe he was killed.
Victor shakes his head.
This is shocking to hear about Willard, Mr. Jackson. I I don't know anything about his death, but please, if you could excuse me, Rebecca, we should go.
I think so.
Victor leads the woman out.
Good night.
A foggy day at Jeff's house. Waves lap the rocky shore. Jeff sleeps on his side in a bed. In his murky dreams, he sees himself and another man run into an empty warehouse with their guns drawn. The other man grabs his stomach and falls to the ground. Jeff is struck and falls on his side. He wakes up with a start and answers his phone.
Hello.
Hey, Jeff, it's Stan.
That guy you were looking for?
Yeah, Rodney Emerson.
Yeah, he just came by to pick up
his paycheck, and I got a local address for him.
Yeah, thanks, Stan. Could you text it to me?
You got it.
Jeff frowns at his phone, breathing heavily. Later, he knocks on the door of a noose. He looks in the window, then lets himself in a gate and enters the side yard. He starts to go up the back stairs when Emerson appears and strikes him on the back with a board. Jeff falls forward and Emerson sprints away across the yard, knocking down barrels in his wake. He hops a fence. Jeff pursues him, reaching the fence in time to see the man disappear around a corner. Jeff kicks the fence in anger and feels the back of his head while grimacing. Z examines Jeff.
Okay, no laceration, but you have a heck of a contusion.
I would have ran the guy down, but it's a bit harder when you're seeing double.
Shouldn't even have been here without backup.
Come on, get away.
It seems like he did.
Fair point.
A nice pack.
This will help reduce swelling.
Slaps it on.
Ah! Quite the bedside manner you got there, Doc. Is that how you take care of people back in New York?
They're better behaved.
She tries to suppress a smile.
So how'd you get into that business anyway?
Well, growing up, it was just me and my dad. And we took care of each other. It just got to be something I was good at and something I enjoyed. There's a lot of people who need taking care of in New York. And I needed a change. So.
Then what brought you back?
That was a different kind of change.
Very mysterious.
Whatever you say, Detective.
JW, you okay?
Oh, he'll be just fine.
Chief looks at his head.
Anything in there that might help us find this guy?
I'm afraid not, but I just heard from the station. Lloyd Progna's neighbor called in a tip. Lloyd is back home.
Well, let's go pay him a visit.
Yeah.
They head for their cars.
Thanks.
Anytime.
Lloyd opens his door to Jeff and Chief.
Hi, Lloyd. Remember me? I'm Chief Medeiros. This is Jeff Jackson.
We'd like to ask you some questions. Yeah, what about Willard Guilford?
Jeff laughs.
Willard sent you over here to hassle me, huh? Doesn't he have better things to do?
Not anymore. Well,
Jeff pushes inside.
Lloyd, Willard Guilford is dead.
Lloyd scowls.
Oh, and you think I had something to do with it?
You had an altercation with Britt and Willard at the Pendray. Night of the event.
Okay, look, I was just upset about the brooch. Okay, I had fair claim to it.
And Willard was the only one standing in your way.
Yeah, I wouldn't kill him.
Where have you been since the event?
I was out on a friend's boat.
What's your friend's name?
He blinks.
Sam something. I just met the guy. Okay, and unless I'm being charged with something, I'd really just like to catch up on some sleep.
You know this guy?
Photo of Emerson.
Nope.
And you don't know anything about the missing brooch?
If I knew something about the $5 million emerald brooch, do you think I'd still be here?
Jeff stares Lloyd down.
Don't make any vacation plans, Lloyd.
Jeff and Chief leave. Chief smiles. Lloyd shuts his door and turns his back to it. Chief and Jeff cross the lawn.
Is that how you do things in Boston?
Not typically. I'm not a cop.
Fair enough.
Jeff aims his phone camera at Lloyd's silver car.
Good idea. Text me that, will you?
Got it.
Hank's photo in station.
This car could be a match to Cousin Lloyd's.
Same size, same shape.
Well, so are half the cars on the island.
I'm waiting on a warrant to search the property, including his car.
Chief, got something.
Lines of code on a screen.
The keypads were pulled and exposed, but they weren't hacked. Whoever did it used a code.
But Britt and Chelsea are the only ones with the access codes.
This time code here matches the time when Britt put the brooch in the safe. So that's Britt's code, just like all these used before it. Except that one, the last code used. It's different.
Someone had a master code. A backdoor into the safe that nobody else knew about.
Right. Now, the fingerprint reader itself was clean, so we couldn't pull an actual print off it. But when it's scanned, the print creates a data file. So like the access code, the last one used is different than all the other ones.
So the print and the codes are different than Britt and Chelsea's, but they still worked.
But why would the burglar rip out the keypads if he could bypass them with a code?
To make it look like he couldn't. There's something else. This is the security footage from the night of the event. I matched two camera angles.
The lobby.
That's Rebecca Lane.
Yeah, and she's talking to Emerson.
Print that for me.
Who wants to take a field trip to the Vineyard Art Museum?
Rebecca carries a box in the gallery of paintings and sculptures.
Oh, something tells me you aren't here to enjoy our art.
Hi.
Hello, Chief.
Can you tell us what you know about this man, Miss Lane?
Security footage.
Not a lot.
You two look friendly.
Well, he was working the event. His name is Rodney something.
Emerson.
That's right. I was introduced to him by Victor Gaines.
How does Victor know him?
Just an associate from Boston. That's all he said.
Jeff looks down.
Well, thanks for your time, Miss Lane.
Of course.
Chief, Jeff, and Z leave the gallery.
She's telling the truth. That means Victor Gaines knows Rodney Emerson.
Well, Victor Gaines was expecting a nice percentage from the Lakshmi Emeralds auction, which got completely pulled out from under him.
Maybe he's the big-time guy behind the small-time thief, Emerson.
Either way, Victor Gaines knows more than he's letting on.
Jeff sits with Jackie in the cafe.
You read my article?
Yeah, it was good. You know, I actually wanted to offer you a lead on another story.
I'm all ears.
Willard Guilford's dead. Autopsy says induced heart attack, likely after some kind of violent interrogation. Horrible. Yeah. Obviously, you should talk to the chief and Dr. Medeiros if you want any official statements.
Jeff.
She leans forward.
You know I don't burn my sources, but circumstances have changed.
He frowns.
Meaning?
Willard Guilford was my source on the stolen brooch.
Jeff licks his lips and looks down.
Because he's the one who stole it.
He rubs his beard. Z and Jeff on a boardwalk.
So you think Willard stole the brooch?
Britt told us that he advised her on all the upgrades to the Pendray. And it makes sense that he would have a master code and a thumbprint to get into the safe.
Yeah, but why would he betray her like that?
That I don't know.
Well, she was released this morning. We need to go tell her.
Britt and AJ.
My grandfather was particularly proud of his work in preserving the North Cove Lighthouse. Museum in his honor.
Well, I'll have to go and visit.
Yes, I could give you a tour.
Thanks, Britt. I have to say I was surprised to hear from you after what's happened.
Well, that's actually the reason I called. Everything is being sensationalized. I just... I'm so sorry. Can we continue this another time?
That's
no Mr. Jackson.
Mr. and Mrs. Fields, this is Dr. Z. Medeiros.
Yes, I saw you the other night at the event.
Yeah, that's right.
Which feels like a lifetime ago. Any luck locating the emeralds?
Not yet. Excuse us.
Of course. AJ, my friends, Z and Jeff. AJ is
writing the magazine feature, I remember.
Well, nice to meet you, Jeff.
Yeah.
Thank you again, Britt. And I will take you up on that offer to tour the lighthouse.
Definitely.
AJ leaves.
What now?
Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Fields.
Let's take a walk.
They go outside.
That makes no sense. It's absurd to think he stole the brooch.
Britt, Willard's the one who advised you to install the new security system, right?
Yes, but...
Did he have a master code?
Can't something like that be hacked?
Well, yes, but we know it wasn't.
Britt folds her arms.
If it was him, then someone made him do it against his will. That's the only explanation.
She storms away. Z and Jeff face each other. Later, they sit in the cafe.
Do you think it might be possible that someone made him do it, like Britt said?
Maybe. Willard's not just gonna give up the brooch. Which would explain why he was tied up and interrogated. Now, his killer wasn't trying to find out where Britt was keeping the brooch, but where Willard had hidden it.
Which begs $1 million question. Sorry, slow day.
No. What is the $1 million question, Bob?
Did Willard reveal where the brooch was hidden before he died?
Jeff and Steve lock eyes.
I think we should take a closer look inside Willard's house. Maybe he's been there the whole time.
He sips coffee. Later, they pull down the police tape at Willard's mansion's front door. Victor watches them from a car, then drives away. Inside, under a stained glass dome, Jeff and Z look around a spacious circular entry with soft light, floral decorations, and doors leading in different directions.
Sheesh. So this is how the other half lives.
Z enters a living room with books and objects strewn on the floor.
Looks like someone else thought the emeralds would be here.
Yup.
Jeff crouches and looks out a window. He answers his phone.
Chief.
JW.
I just talked to Lloyd Progena's neighbor.
He left with a packed bag 20 minutes ago. It looks like he's skipping town. Got O'Connor going out to the airport.
You're closer to the ferry. Can you get there?
Yeah. We're leaving Willard's now.
All right.
Hey, Z, we gotta go.
What's going on?
The Martha's Vineyard ferry terminal. Lloyd carries a duffel bag toward it. Jeff and Z pull up in his car.
There he is. Stay here.
Lloyd!
Lloyd runs and Jeff gives chase.
Lloyd!
Lloyd sprints down raised wooden walkway.
Get out of the way! Lloyd!
Jeff races after him, pumping his arms. He pins Lloyd against a metal gate.
Lloyd!
Listen, Lloyd. My back's killing me, so I really don't want to fight you. But I'm pretty sure I'd win. So what do you say? You done?
He holds one of Lloyd's arms behind his back and pushes him back toward the car. An officer helps handcuff Lloyd into the backseat of a police car. Z and Jeff watch in the flashing lights. The car drives off.
Are you okay to drive?
Yeah, just flared up a little.
Jeff rubs his back. They get back in his Jeep.
Jeff, what happened that night?
What night?
You know what night.
Jeff looks away and slaps the car into park. Z faces him patiently.
What happened was that my partner and I got in a firefight with a suspect. 38 Special, that's what we called him. Because he killed with a 38.
Z frowns and listens.
We were tracking him for a while. My partner and I both got hit. But only one of us died. Now you prepare for it, but you're never really prepared for it.
She nods.
And one thing's for sure. That a 38 caliber slug in my back. Make sure I never forget.
A 38? Are you sure that's what you were shot with?
I mean, yeah. You know, that's what the perp carried. Why?
When you first came to see me, the x-ray of your back did not show a 38.
He blinks.
What are you talking about?
Whatever's in your back is a different caliber bullet.
He scoffs and furrows his brow.
Are you sure?
bet my career on it.
Because that would mean there was a second shooter that night.
I think it's possible that whoever actually shot you is still out there.
Jeff stares into space. Chief sits opposite Lloyd.
It's a simple question. Why did you run?
I'm not going to say anything without my attorney present.
Jeff.
How'd you get that cut on your hand? Lloyd? Breaking into Willard's house? Attorney.
Chief smiles. Later, Z and Jeff sit in a restaurant.
So Lloyd isn't talking? Yet?
You think he did it?
Well, he's definitely hiding something.
How do you know?
People tend to deflect when they have something to hide.
Huh.
Like you.
Like me?
Outside Emerson's place. When I asked you what brought you back to the island, you dodged the question. That must mean...
that it's personal.
Jeff raises his brows and nods.
I came back because of a guy.
A guy?
Mm-hmm. A guy who was my fiancé.
You were engaged.
Mm-hmm.
So, what happened?
Well,
She glances at her phone. He gestures for her to take it.
It's Willard's toxicology report. Okay, so in addition to taking nitroglycerin, he was also taking angiotensin receptor blockers. His heart was giving out.
So he didn't have long to live?
No. Why would someone steal a priceless brooch if they aren't even going to be around long enough to enjoy the benefits?
The last thing that Willard said was that he would do anything for Britt.
Right, so...
and he made it look like a burglary, not an inside job.
So he could throw the suspicion from himself.
Unless he staged it to look like a burglary. So people thought the brooch was actually stolen to protect Britt.
By stealing from her?
Remember how upset he was that night at the hospital? I mean, Britt could have been killed. The brooch was putting her life in danger. But if people thought it was gone forever, she'd never be at risk.
Right. So to be sure she'd never be at risk, he told Jackie Shawl about the burglary that night, so she could run with the story right away. Yeah, that actually makes sense. But what I don't understand is why he wouldn't just tell her before he did it.
Again, to protect her, so she wouldn't be implicated in a crime.
We have to talk to Britt tomorrow.
Yeah. Tell her the potentially good news about Willard, and the potentially very bad news about Lloyd.
Z sighs deeply. Sun shines on a grassy hill by a lighthouse. Z, Britt, and Jeff sit in the inn.
That makes so much sense about Willard.
And it means the key to finding his killer is finding that brooch.
I gotta tell you, I find it hard to believe Lloyd would... I mean, I know he's unpleasant, but I don't think he's a murderer.
Fields.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Sorry to intrude.
We're just so glad to see you're up and about. But deeply sorry to hear about Mr. Guilford. He was a lovely man. It's shocking.
Thank you.
Have there been any leads? Any closer to finding out who did it?
The investigation's ongoing.
Well, if there's anything we can do, please let us know. I'll have to be over the phone, though. We're on our way to the ferry now.
Thought you mentioned you'd be staying on the island for the next couple of weeks.
That was our original plan. Unfortunately, there's some pressing business that needs my attention.
Well, safe travels.
Thank you. Take care. Bye.
The Fields wave and leave. Jeff and Z make eye contact. Jeff sits at a restaurant table with Jackie.
Hey.
I assumed you asked me to meet you so you could give me another scoop?
No scoops, just yet. Asked you to meet me because I could use your help.
I'm listening.
When you covered the Lakshmi event, did you get any background on Freddie and Regina Fields?
Freddie Fields comes from a very wealthy family. A known art collector, he recently offloaded several pieces, but nothing nearly as valuable as the Lakshmi emeralds. His wife, Regina, runs a nonprofit, has been honored for her philanthropy.
So, by all accounts, good people.
Maybe.
What about Victor Gaines?
Seemed pretty straightforward.
few newsworthy auctions, but nothing notable in his personal history.
I want to know more about Gaines and Associates. You have anybody back in Boston that could dig into them?
Could make a few calls.
I'd owe you one.
Yeah, you really are running up a tab.
I'm good for it.
She nods. Jeff finds C on the pier.
How's Britt holding up?
Oh, she's fine. We actually just met with AJ Sharma, the writer from Culture India magazine.
How was that?
She loves talking about her grandmother, but he just kept bringing up Willard, and it seems like he's obsessed with the curse.
You think that's just a story angle?
I feel like I'm being paranoid ever since the brooch came on the island.
Z, you and I both know curses don't exist.
He pulls out his phone.
It's Jackie Shaw. Asked her to run something down for me. Hey, Jackie.
10 years ago, Victor Gaines was charged with attempting to sell stolen jewels on the black market.
Well, then how come it didn't show up on his record?
His lawyer had it expunged, buried it. One of my contacts dug it up. I'm gonna email it to you right now.
Yeah, thanks. Looks like we need to have another conversation with Victor Gaines.
Jeff and Z enter a richly wood-paneled hotel lobby.
Hi. We're looking for a guest by the name of Victor Gaines. Thanks.
The receptionist points them into a restaurant where Victor sits alone.
I have some more questions for you, Mr. Gaines.
Can this be brief? I have somewhere to be.
When I saw you at the Pendray Bar, you told me you had no knowledge of trading on the black market. But 10 years ago, you were charged with smuggling jewels out of Europe.
Those charges were dropped.
Yeah, because the key witness died 2 days before the trial.
It's awfully convenient for you.
As a matter of fact, it was quite inconvenient.
Can you explain?
I was innocent. If the case had gone to trial, I would have been completely exonerated. When the witness died, the prosecution decided to drop the case, but the damage to my reputation had been done. Now, if that's all.
That's not all. What can you tell me about your friend Rodney Emerson?
Who?
The waiter you introduced to Rebecca Lane at the event.
Yes, of course. It was a surprise to run into Rodney. He did some janitorial work at my building.
At the auction house?
Yes, that's right. Now, if we're done, I really must go.
Victor walks away. Z turns to Jeff, frowning.
What's your intuition telling you?
That was a total waste of time. How about yours?
Ridire ad fontem.
Huh? Latin?
It means return to the source. Rebecca Lane is connected to Gaines. Who's connected to Emerson, but who connects them both to the brooch?
Willard Guilford.
Yes.
Jeff's car pulls up at Willard's mansion once again. They approach the front door, then Jeff pauses and points at C.
Hey, wait a second.
What?
What do you think about tracing this from the thief's perspective?
Oh, okay.
Come on.
Yeah.
They stride around to the back door.
So he breaks his window, lets himself in.
Right.
With what? I mean, there's nothing here.
He squints.
Wait a second.
What is it?
It's a piece of flashing that protects the glass. It must have got jarred loose when the window was broken. I didn't notice it before.
Wait, that's blood.
A small black piece.
So he broke the window with his hand.
And who do we know has a cut on their hand?
They lock eyes. In the station, Lord and his lawyer sit with Chief and Jeff.
I want to remind you that my client is here voluntarily.
Your client is here because his blood was found on the smashed door at Willard Guilford's estate.
The same estate that we found Willard's dead body. Maybe he was there to try to cover up some evidence.
You have nothing connecting him.
No, it's okay.
They all look at Lloyd.
I'd heard rumors Guilford stole the brooch. When he was found dead without the brooch, I thought maybe he might have hidden it somewhere. In his house.
So you broke in?
All I did was go in and look around, okay? I don't know anything about the theft of the brooch. I don't know anything about Guilford's murder.
Then we'll be holding you on the breaking and entering until that proves to be true.
The lawyer gives Lloyd a sharp look.
What if I have information?
Like what?
Jeff leans on the table. Lloyd grins.
I want a deal.
We can do what we can.
Lloyd nods and licks his lip.
That guy you're looking for? Emerson?
Rodney Emerson.
I started following Victor Gaines around after Guilford turned up dead. He's chartered a boat down in Vineyard Haven Harbor.
And why were you following him?
I knew he was close to Guilford. I thought he might lead me to the brooch.
Well, how does this relate to Emerson?
I saw that Emerson guy hanging around Victor's boat.
Jeff frowns at Chief. Later, the police and Jeff walk alongside the big luxury yacht at the harbor.
Rodney Emerson? Police!
They board at the boat's back end and look inside the space decorated with wood paneling, tan leather, and floral arrangements.
Martha's Vineyard Police! Come on out!
Chief steps inside and sees the remnants of a party, half-empty wine glasses and napkins strewn on counters. Jeff follows him. He spots a man's shoe and leg on the ground and his jaw drops.
Chief?
Chief looks down with him. The body of Emerson is crammed into a corner.
Rodney Emerson?
Yep.
He lays on his back with his neck at an angle. Medical professionals wheel a stretcher to the boat. Z puts on gloves over Emerson's body.
If Victor's trying to clean up his mess, why leave a dead Emerson on a boat he rented?
Maybe because Victor's not the one who killed him.
I'd say he hasn't been dead very long, maybe 2 or 3 hours.
She tugs the man's shirt down and points at small contusions on his chest.
Does that look familiar?
Yes, it does. Same wounds we found on Willard.
Chief grits his teeth. Jeff frowns deeply. Britt gets out of her black convertible outside of her house. She goes inside and locks the door behind her. She walks into her kitchen tapping on her phone. She gasps and frowns. A headline reads, "Inside Job," and shows a photo of Willard. She puts her hand on her head. Jeff meets Jackie in the cafe.
So now the Gazette peddles some gossip?
It wasn't my article, Jeff. I promise you, whatever I write about this story will be the whole truth. You have to trust me.
Do I?
Look.
An envelope.
I don't know where this goes, but it's more background on Victor Gaines. Maybe there's something there.
Jeff looks at the documents inside.
I'll let you know what I find.
Britt gazes out at the sea from her kitchen. She picks up her phone from the table. An unknown number has texted, "Hey Britt, it's AJ Sharma. Photographs at lighthouse before sunset?" In the hospital, Z compares photos of the contusions on the bodies to photos in a medical book. She picks up her phone. A text from Britt. "Meeting AJ at the lighthouse at 6. Can you come?" Z exhales, puffing her cheeks out. Jeff's house. Inside, the suspect's photos are posted on a bulletin board. He types, "Victor Gaines auction," into an internet search bar and scowls at the screen.
Okay.
He scrolls the results.
Foreclosure.
A Massachusetts government website, foreclosure public notice.
That's 6 months before the auction.
He returns to the search results with knitted brow. He hits a button and the government page comes out of his printer. He goes to the door. Z is there with a file.
Hey.
Guess what the burn marks are from?
What?
A stun gun. The measurement between the two marks on both Willard and Emerson matched the most common type of stun gun. That's an odd weapon of choice for a killer.
Jeff pulls back, mouth open.
You figure something out?
Maybe. But we need a confession. And for that, we need to find those emeralds.
How?
Red Array at Phantom.
She tilts her head.
Come on, let's take a drive.
He grabs his keys. They go to Willard's house. Inside, Z comes down the wide staircase. Photos of Britt's family are on the walls. In one photo, a woman wears the brooch.
Hey, you find something?
Flash me emeralds.
He points to the photo, then peers at the others.
And look.
Oh, Willard's boat.
She points at the boat's name, the Annals of Time.
Willard's note to Britt.
Let the brooch stay buried in the Annals of Time.
He had a way with words. We need to get on that boat.
She holds up one finger and then runs to Willard's office and paws through papers. Jeff looks in the desk drawer.
He's at Pier 4 at the marina.
These are the keys to the Annals of Time?
Pretty good.
They smile and race to the boat.
There she is.
Jeff unlocks it and they go inside the cabin below deck.
So where would you hide a brooch?
Willard using the word buried makes me think it's under our feet.
Like a trapdoor?
Under a Persian rug.
He lifts the Persian rug on the floor and feels the boards. He lifts a small panel and finds a safe hidden underneath.
What do we have here?
He lifts the safe out and looks at the keys in his hand. One of them fits in the safe's lock and he turns the handle, opening it. They gaze down into the open safe with open mouths.
Jackpot.
At the Pendray Inn, Chelsea works the front desk. Jeff and Z burst in.
Hey, Chelsea. Is Britt here?
Nope. She took off about 15 minutes ago.
Oh. Oh, she's already at the lighthouse.
Okay, well, let's head over there.
Okay. AJ comes in.
Hello, Z.
Hi. We're just running to the lighthouse. Do you want to ride with us?
The lighthouse?
Yeah, you're meeting Britt there.
Am I?
He frowns.
Come on. Let's go.
Jeff grabs Z's arm and they run outside. The sun sets behind misty clouds over the horizon. The tall cylindrical lighthouse perches on the end of a long peninsula next to a smaller red building, its red roof bright in the evening light. Britt gets out of her car and looks up at the lighthouse. She goes inside.
AJ?
She looks around.
AJ?
A hand thrusts a stun gun into the back of her head. She falls.
Voicemail. Britt always answers her phone.
Chief, get a unit out to the North Cove Lighthouse. We're on our way.
Britt's hands are tied to a chair. She looks up and sees Regina Field standing by a window.
I don't want to have to use this on you again.
Regina holds the stun gun and leans over Britt.
Just tell me where Willard hid the brooch.
I don't know.
He had to have told you.
I swear. He didn't. Please.
Jeff.
Gaines isn't our guy, Chief. But while looking into him, I found some interesting information on the fields.
Jeff found a public notice that the fields were days away from having their assets seized. They're in massive debt to the IRS. They needed the money from the sale of that brooch.
Regina said she'd been mugged twice outside of her brownstone, but that she'd taken precautions. According to the local paper, she foiled a second mugging with a stun gun.
That's what was used on both Willard and Emerson.
Okay, we're on our way. Hold off until we get there.
Chief and policeman get in their cars and speed off. Jeff's Jeep drives down the thin road to the lighthouse.
Wait, Jeff, shouldn't we wait for backup?
Rick could be dead by then. Come on!
They sprint up the lighthouse steps and go inside.
Britt!
He stops Z.
Stay here.
He ascends a spiral staircase. Z waits below watching him. He reaches the top and tries a locked door. He He looks out a window and sees a man approaching. Regina jumps at Z with the stun gun.
Wait! We just want to talk.
If you want to live, you'll get your friend Britt to do the same.
Jeff tackles her.
Leave it!
Freddy Field points a gun.
Help her out.
Jeff helps Z to her feet.
Let's talk. Like I said. Come on, get upstairs.
Move, both of you.
He forces them upstairs. Britt is tied up in the top of the lighthouse.
Britt!
Jeff and Z at gunpoint.
Over there. The police are on their way. They know what happened and that it was you.
Your accomplice, Rodney Emerson, was casing the hotel to steal the brooch when he saw Willard cut the power.
And why would Willard do that, huh? Unless he intended to steal the brooch for himself.
The three of you went to Willard's to search the place.
But he wouldn't give up the brooch, would he?
We were trying to get him to tell us where he'd hidden it.
He had a bad heart.
We didn't know that. We didn't mean to...
Kill him? Well, you did. That's grand theft and homicide.
Double homicide, if you count Emerson.
And now you can add kidnapping to the charges.
Why did you take Britt? He had to have told her where he'd hidden it.
He didn't, I swear.
Actually, Britt, he did. His note he sent you with the flowers.
You mean about Clifford Moncrief?
He said the brooch was buried in the annals of time.
You remember Willard's sailboat?
Oh my gosh. Of course.
What are you babbling about?
The annals of time, his boat.
And guess what we found buried in?
What?
Jeff reaches down.
Hey.
Easy. It's in my pocket.
He pulls out the brooch.
Give it here.
Untie Britt first.
Do it, Regina. Do it.
Regina pockets the stun gun and unties Britt.
Yeah, that's close enough.
It's okay, Freddy. What do you think I'm gonna do? You're the one with the gun. All I have is a $5 million brooch that you killed to get. So, here you go.
Jeff throws the brooch out the window and into the sea, then tackles Freddy, pinning his gun hand to the wall. The men struggle to a balcony and Freddy tries to force Jeff over.
Stay back! Both of you!
Regina waves the stun gun. Z rushes her and takes her weapon. Jeff socks Freddy in the stomach and takes his gun, then points it at him.
Back up!
Freddy raises his hands.
On the ground! Both of you! Now!
What have you done?
Jeff eyes them. Nighttime. The Fields sit in the back of a police car as it drives off. Z tends to the wounds on Britt's head. Policemen patrol the area. Jeff and Chief Talk walking away form the lighthouse.
Fields confirmed they met Emerson at Victor's auction house, and they killed him because he was trying to go to Victor, probably to give them up.
Ironic that they brought me here. Willard always called this place a light in the darkness.
Jeff frowns.
Britt, you still have that card Willard sent you?
She blinks and pulls the card out of her purse, handing it to Jeff. He opens it and reads it. A smile breaks across his face.
We need to go back to the hotel. Come on.
They all share a glance, then meet in the inn's lobby.
Willard loved word games. And this note is basically a riddle, all coded language. Now, Z and I were able to figure out the first part.
About the brooch being hidden in the boat, but we also suspected that they wouldn't be the real Lakshmi Emeralds.
Wait, you mean...
Willard told you that the brooch would be buried in the annals of time. And after that, there's this odd line about how you need to discard the transient and seek the true.
And transient had to be code for the fake brooch.
That's what you threw into the ocean?
So then where are the real Lakshmi Emeralds?
For that, you have to return to the works of Clifford Moncrief. They are a light in the darkness. As soon as I heard you say that out at the lighthouse, I remembered where I saw the name Clifford Moncrief.
The model lighthouse.
In the confusion, after he cut the power, Willard must have hid the brooch here. In the lighthouse.
Jeff opens the top of the lighthouse and reaches in. A smile grows on his face and he pulls out a small velvet bag containing the brooch. Everyone smiles broadly. He hands it to Britt.
They never left the hotel.
You're incredible.
Britt hugs Jeff.
Oh my gosh.
Jeff glances at Z, who smiles warmly at him. Jeff's house on a cloudy day. He sets out a bottle of wine and two glasses and turns to cook busily at the stove. Z comes to his porch and knocks on the window. He lets her in, wiping his hands.
Hey!
Hi!
Is that...
just a gift of my homemade tartar sauce. Oh, it smells so good! Chef Jeff! Batter. And did you chill these before you battered them?
You know, just because I wasn't born here doesn't mean I can't learn.
Okay, we're doing a blind taste test as soon as those clams are done.
Bring it, Medeiros.
He pours wine.
So, you never finished telling me, you know, about your engagement.
She licks her finger, nodding.
Well, after the invitations went out, we were going to do it at the Pendray, of course. I found out that I wasn't the only woman in his life. And it almost destroyed me until I decided that it just didn't have to. And that this island is my home, and he wasn't welcome on it.
Good for you.
He smiles. Smoke rises behind them.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
They open the windows.
Rookie move.
No.
How do we do this?
You close your eyes.
Seriously?
He switches the sauce bowls.
Close your eyes. You are not to be trusted.
Okay. Come on, it's a blind taste test. I can get a blindfold.
No, it's fine. I'll close my eyes.
Right now, all right?
She dips a clam in tartar sauce and feeds it to him. He chews with eyes closed.
Okay.
All right.
I'm ready for the next one.
Okay.
She feeds him a second.
Well, I think, clearly, beyond a shadow of a doubt, they were both yours.
No!
Yes. You tried to fake me out. You tried to fake me out, but I know my tartar sauce.
Busted.
You can't fake me out, obviously.
They chat over the table in the warmly lit house as the sun sets over the sea.